item is item number 4, which is a zoning agreement amendment under file ZAA 3 of 2007 for 765 Dufferin Avenue.
Okay. We have 2-3 people in support. We have 4 people in opposition. We'll first hear the support. Ella Al-Sadi, Omar Muhammad, Kadeem El-Abdul. Did you all wish to come, or is just one spokesperson? Okay, you're speaking. Okay.
Right at the very end, so yeah.
Yeah. And your name is?
My name is Ella Al-Sadi.
I'm
a landed immigrant since 1995. I would like to say something about myself first.
First, your address. We need your address for the
record. Okay. 765 Dufferin Avenue.
Okay.
Okay. And I would like to speak a little bit about myself. I got an opportunity to be a landed immigrant in Canada in 1995. I wasn't speaking English, and I got here, and I established my own from scratch, from language and opportunity to get a job. And finally, I have some skill when I can build myself and my family. I got married in 2002, and I have 2 kids now, and I have a family. And I would like to establish something to get a job permanent. So after I get job and I lost my job, I got job and lost my job. Finally, I got an opportunity to buy 765 Dufferin Avenue. And it's a small little shop. And I would like to make it a body shop, actually to repair and buy and sell vehicles. And when I applied to the city, I got the planner and I talked to him about it and all this. And he has some recommendation. And after this, I have with me a couple guys working full-time, and I have 1 part-time. And all of us would depend on this today. If you guys had to say or had to deny us or to approve us to have this job as a permit, or otherwise we're going to be back in the street again looking for a job. I try to get everything together, and excuse me for if I don't speak very well.
You speak well.
Okay, and because I'm just a second language, and I'm just trying to find myself in this country and try to build my family. That's all the thing that make me to go and apply to change the management to have to fit my part life. And I'll try to get as much as possible working with a legal action in anything the city want to try to have me in. And I don't know if you guys got the idea or any question you want to ask me.
So you want to have a body shop and sell vehicles?
Yeah, sell vehicles. Fixing vehicles and small... operation prior from 2 guys and me.
Okay. That's good. So we'll hear from the people who are opposed, and then you can come back and speak to anything they say. You can't add anything new, but you can say back to anything they say. If they say something bad about you or the operation, you can answer back to that, okay?
Sure, sir. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Now, we have 4 listed in opposition. Are you individual or together? Is there 1 spokesperson? Does anyone want to speak? Or just, you all want to speak? Or is there 1 spokesperson?
I can submit these pictures.
Okay. But you have to come to the end of the table. Whoever wants to speak, all of you or just 1 of you, everybody wants to speak, go to the end of the table and we'll hear you all. Yeah. First, your name and address.
My name is William Saunier at 764 Stella Avenue.
Okay, I have this here, and you?
I've been living there for 20 years.
And you, sir?
Richard Lavelli, 782 Stella.
Okay. We've got you all addressed and all. And you are Mr. Dick?
Yeah.
And Novas? Mr. Novas? Okay, everybody's here. Go ahead.
The problem with this man's... body work and stuff like that, from summertime or any time of the year, you're going to get all kinds of fumes from bodywork and stuff like that, and you can't even sit in your backyard and do your gardening or do anything. There's lots of children there also. And to me, I don't think it's appropriate. And I'll let the pictures speak for themselves. Apparently, there should only have been 5 vehicles there at one time. There's 20 there.
Our understanding is when he bought the lot, there was supposed to be 5 vehicles, no damage to the building.
I will say you have to speak one at a time.
Okay.
And when you start, and you haven't started yet, when you start, he can't speak anymore. So we have to let him finish. I have to let you finish first before he speaks. Go ahead.
But apparently the person that bought that property cleaned it all out, and he had a refrigeration company, and the city wouldn't let him do nothing with it at all. And he only had about 3 or 4 trucks. They wouldn't let him do nothing. And now there's supposed to be 10 feet, according to what I heard from the fence, that there should be nothing within 10 feet of the fence. Now the picture speaks for themselves. And also I go back to the fumes from body work and stuff like that. In the summertime and even the wintertime, it's not tolerable to sit in your backyard, and I'm right across from that. So I'll okay. leave it at that.
Yeah, good. Your shot now.
My shot?
Yeah.
Pretty much what he was saying, that the cars weren't supposed to be. He's already doing the painting and auto body work there. He's been doing it for a while. And our understanding when the lot was bought that it was supposed to be no damaged cars in the lot there. There were only supposed to have been 5 maximum in the lot, and now there's over about 15 to 20 cars that are damaged and sitting in the back. They're also using the auto bins to throw their windshield and side windows and whatever else in the bins, in the residential bins. And we've had cars stacked in there before from the previous owner, where we had a bunch of cats, rats, and everything else that were sitting around there. There's water puddles from the skeetles that come out of that same lot from tires and such. So with the spray, and the spray painting, the fumes do flow from the south, heading right into the residential area where we are still at. Basically what I need to say.
Okay, any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. The time when this property was purchased,
I'm sorry.
When he purchased this property, he started using it as an auto repair shop, which is not a permitted use.
Right.
So it's not the Safe Five or whatever. It's not. He's not allowed to operate what he's doing now.
Right.
He's not allowed to. So he's here to get that, get that authority that he's able to. And you're in opposition. The type of business that he's doing there now, body shop. Fixing the noise, smell, and the rest of it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been doing that, I guess, a month after they bought the property. There was 5 cars. All of a sudden, there's 10 cars, mm-hmm. 11 cars, 12 cars, and he just kept adding up until there's no more room in his lot.
But they were not even supposed to have that.
Well,
there's not supposed to be none there by now. I know.
Nothing. But there's not supposed to be anything.
Right.
I don't know.
And we brought that up with I forgot who it was. Well, that's how we found out that he was only supposed to have 5 cars. I forget who we talked to. And they said it wasn't supposed to be body work or anything.
No,
it wasn't supposed to be paint or engine repairs or anything. But kind of like a storage. And he's going to sell it the way it was, and then the car just moves in and moves out.
Wasn't the air conditioning first?
Yeah. The guy previously
was to be, it was supposed to have been air conditioning.
Yeah, but he was declined a license to do refrigeration air conditioning there. So he split the lot and sold the shop, I guess, to the current owner now.
Right. I guess, you know, the recommendation that's from the administration is that it be denied.
Right.
Yeah, that's my question, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay.
Mr. Altadon?
Yes, sir.
You can come back, and they were talking about more vehicles than allowed. They were talking about parts being put in the auto bin. They were talking about smells and paintings.
Yeah.
So those, you can...
Yeah. I have across the street from me, it's a body shop. Okay, for painting, I don't do painting. The only thing I do, I do the framework. The framework and mechanic work for there. And I take it to different body shop to paint it. That's one. For the pin in the back, I have a guy, I hire him every week. He come and clean up my yard, and I pay him. He has a truck, and he has very close to me. I can bring him down to you, and I can show you each time he pick up this garbage, and he take it to the shredder, or he take it to deposit in the yard, and I pay him for that. And for the prior, the vehicle is too much. I can, if he's concerned about the area, I'm going to fence it 10 high, and I'm going to block it. Nobody can see nothing. Can see nothing inside the shop. Fume, it's a working area, and the only thing the fume is going to have is from the welding, and that is going to be inside the shop.
Okay. Anything more?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll make up our mind here.
Thank you, sir. Summertime.
You can't speak. This is it.
Yeah.
It's done. After he speaks, we can hear nothing more. Council Lazarenko, it's your word.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Winnipeg Public Service report be taken as read.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I move that the receipt of public information be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I move that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Services be concurred in forward to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development and EPC and Council.
Property and Development.
Property and Development. It's got here. Oh, yes, Property and Development, yes.
Yeah.
All in favor, contrary, carried. Public hearing.
I move the what this means, supporting reason, is the recommendation that came from our planning department is not be denied, and also a number of people appeared as a delegation who are in opposition, and this particular business going on in there is being done illegally now. You know, it's not, that does enough to two residential houses in between to have this kind of business is not suitable in the area.
Business is not suitable for the area.
No.
And that the public hearing
be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried. Councillor Pagnacat was adjourned.
Okay.
We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good. Thank you. Pardon me? Motion that he not be allowed to do this business.
So fine.
Yeah.
Okay. No
sorry, we've been through this so much we get used to. You're not used to the jargon.
Yeah. And there's no appeal.
There's no appeal for.
Fine. Fine.
That would have been different in a sense if we would have came or approached before doing it.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's.